want to ask you first, the Saints had success, like not many teams do, kind of stopping both Moss and Welker. As a defense, can you look at that and use that as any kind of blueprint? And if you have had a chance to look at it, what were they able to do against those two guys specifically?
Well, first of all, it's very, very difficult to stop both of those guys. You know, they are probably, if not the best, and one of the top two in their positions in the whole NFL. So I think what the Saints did well is they got some pressure on the quarterback a little bit, and then they tackled very well. I thought they covered well for the most part, but they tackled very well. A lot of the times Wesson would take a short catch, and as you all know, and turn it into a 10, 12, 15-yard gain. And what I thought the Saints did very well was tackle, and were very physical with the receivers coming off the line.
Were you guys encouraged at all by the job that Vontae did on Randy? And I know, obviously, Randy, you know, made his plays and everything else, but it seemed like Vontae was right there quite a bit. Were you guys kind of encouraged by the job that he did on Randy the first time around?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I mean, there's some plays he wished he could take back and do a little better, and I think there's some times we could have helped him out better by pressuring up front or rotating a little bit better. But, you know, he's a young kid. He's growing. You know, he made a big play early in the game up there with the interception, but, you know, at the end of the day, Randy Moss is Randy Moss, and he's going to make plays. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, how much can you try to contain him or kind of do damage control, so to speak.
How far along have those two guys, have Smith and Davis, come for you guys?
I think they're doing a really good job of progressing. You know, and it's still early. You know, they're still going to make mistakes, or they're going to make the young guy mistakes and get schooled somewhat on some of the veteran savvy things that receivers do in this league or offenses do in this league. But I think the great thing about both of them is their willingness to learn and listen. You know, they have the physical talent to do it. They have the mental makeup to do it. It's a matter of kind of staying grounded and humble, and not getting too high on big plays, and not getting too low when you get beat. And I think that's one of the things they've done really well so far.
Yeah. One more thing on that, Jason. Obviously, I know one of the cornerstones for your great defenses that you had earlier in your career were Sam Madison and Patrick Surtain. Do you see any of that in these two kids coming along?
You see the potential there, you know, and I'm obviously very biased to Sam and Pat because, you know, I played with them for so long, and they were so integral, such an important part of my my success as a player. So, you know, these guys have the talent to do it. They have a ways to go yet, and it, you know, it obviously took Sam and Pat some years to kind of round into form and be as efficient and dominant as they were. But you know, these guys definitely have the talent to do it. Now it's a matter of, let's sit back a little bit and see what becomes.
Jason, what has kept you guys from being as consistent as you wanted to be defensively?
Just not finishing. You know, our problem right now is finishing games, finishing drives, finishing series, finishing halves. You know, we've played so well at times, particularly in the first half of a lot of games, and came out in the second half, and for whatever reason it is, and you know, we're still trying to put our thumb on the exact reason, but for whatever reason we haven't finished the games as well as we need to. You know, you sit here and look at a handful of games, and whether it be the Buffalo game last week or New Orleans or Indy or San Diego game, a lot of them were, even the game, you know, we played up there in New England, you know, we did some good things in the first half, it came out in the second half and just didn't finish. You know, allowed teams to make adjustments on us and in turn not adjust as well.
Jason, either by watching film or watching him firsthand, how impressed were you by rookie Sebastian Vollmer?
You know, I didn't get a whole lot of looks at him playing against him up there. I did rush on him a few times and didn't get a steady diet of him. But, you know, seeing him on tape and seeing him play against us and having played a handful of plays against him, you know, he's a good. I think he's going to be a good player. I mean, he's a big, big, strong kid. I think he moves very well. Didn't realize his story of not playing football all of his life and that whole thing. You know, it's promising when you see a guy that moves and plays as well as he does that young, and to realize he's still kind of in his infancy as far as his football life is concerned. So it's you know, I'm not ready to say he's Matt Light, because I think Matt Light's one heck of a player, but he has the potential again to be pretty good.
Jason, Joey Porter has had, I think, 4.5 sacks in the last 2 weeks. Is that something he's doing better, or is the defense just freeing him up a little more?
Well, anytime you get sacks, it's a team effort. You know, I think it's part Joey kind of rallying into form and feeling better and moving around better. And I think defensively we're getting to some situations where we get teams behind the sticks a little bit and get a chance to tee off up front. And the secondary is playing well and covering down. You know, a lot of the times, you know, I've been blessed to get a lot of sacks in this league in my career, but the vast majority of those are because of guys like Sam and Pat and all the corners and safeties that I've played with throughout my career. It's definitely a team effort. So to answer your question, a combination of Joey playing better and feeling better, and I think the defense rallying a little bit and playing better in spots.
Jason, I think I read somewhere that maybe you've sacked Tom Brady more than anyone else, or I think that's the statistic. Is there something you really like about sacking Brady? I mean, is he really nice when he gets up or polite or anything like that?
You know, I've also played Tom Brady more than I've played anybody else probably, so it's, I don't know what the numbers are, you know, maybe whether or not I've had more sacks against him than anybody else, but I know he's had more wins against me than I've had against him, and that's the disappointing part. But, you know, for whatever reason, we've had some good games over the years, the Dolphins and the Patriots, and have matched up reasonably well at times. So it's, you know, anytime you get a rivalry like the, you know, especially divisional rivalry like the Dolphins and Patriots, and you see each other twice a year, there's a sense of being familiar somewhat with players, with the blocking schemes with the Lions or whatever, and it just works out that way.
Jason, after the first game, because Bill was wearing a mic for a TV show, we could hear him say, you know, you're a great player to you, and that he thinks that you'll be in the Hall of Fame someday. What did that mean to you, and how would you describe your relationship with Bill, having played against him over the year and got to know him a little bit?
Well, what does it mean to me? It means a lot to me, first of all. I mean, it's to get respect like that from somebody like Bill Belichick is very flattering. It's humbling and very appreciated because, you know, obviously I've said over the years how much respect I have for Belichick and a lot of the guys on that team and the organization and as a whole up there in New England. And to get a compliment from Bill like that, it means a lot. You know, he's I've never had a chance to play for him, but listening to him talk and how he carries himself in interviews, and from what I've heard, he kind of throws around compliments like a manhole cover. So it means a lot.
Have you seen the Patriots' run game evolve at all since the first time you prepared for them?
Yeah, I think Lawrence Maroney's playing better. I think he was nicked up early in the year or something, and whatever the deal was. But I saw him playing against New Orleans the other night. And I thought he ran very well. He ran hard, ran over a couple safeties a couple times, and you know, Sammy Morris is a guy we had down here. And I know Sammy was hurt earlier in the year, and he was back in there, and we all know how Sammy is, the kind of player he is, and how he runs hard, and the things he can do as far as blocking and running the ball. So, and their offensive line is very efficient. I thought they ran the ball well against us when we played them up there, and unfortunately for us, we didn't respond as well in the run game as we had anticipated, and that's something we need to be focused on this time.
Jason, I know you weren't around last year, but obviously they were real healthy last year, and now losing Chad and Ronnie and Jason and Will, how do you think your team's dealt with the injuries?
Well, you know what, injuries are going to happen. That's part of this game. We've all been around long enough to know that one year you may get lucky and not have many, and the next year you may get slammed by it. And that's why depth is always preached throughout the league, and in particular here. And I think we've had guys that have stepped up and responded very well. You know, we're blessed to have Ricky Williams when Ronnie went down. We had a great 1-2 punch, and unfortunately lost Ronnie, and Ricky has picked up that slack and done very well, and had a few guys go in by committee with Lex Hilliard and kind of trying to fill that role, and they're doing a good job. You know, it's tough to replace guys like that. It's tough to replace a Chad Pennington, but I think Chad Henne, it's his team now. It's his turn, and I think he's growing up very quickly in a lot of situations. You look back a couple of games ago where forget who we were playing already, but we were playing late in the game where he had a late a last. Oh, we were playing Tampa. He had a late drive with a minute or something to go after we threw a pick, and brought us back down the field and won the game for us. So it's times like that where you have to have talented backups that are ready and willing and able to step in and kind of carry some of the load and deal with the pressure.
Jason, given the respect you do have for Coach Belichick, do you ever wonder if things turned out differently and you did wind up here at the beginning of the year?
You know what? No regrets. I have no regrets. You know, I'm here in Miami. I'm happy. I'm home. You know, it's obviously it meant a lot to me that Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft and the organization would have me. But you know, it was meant for me to be here, and I'll leave it at that.
Do you feel like your passion for football waned at all while you were in Washington, and maybe you've got that back now being back in Miami?
My passion for football didn't change at all. My enjoyment of it did in some ways. You know, it was, you know, being hurt, I haven't been hurt a whole lot in my career, thank God. And you know, I was hurt, and that was something I had to deal with, and being in a different place and, you know, different everything, different city, different team, different colors, different fan base, everything. So it was a tough transition, but, you know, I was disappointed that I couldn't help a team out more than I was. And I think there was a few reasons for that, and there were, you know, part of it was that I was hurt, but going up and playing in a position in a scheme that really didn't afford you the opportunities to do what you can do was disappointing. So it became more of a job for me than it was a passion and a hobby. But that passion is certainly there. The enjoyment's there, and I'm doing what I love to do.
Jason, having played the Patriots once, and I assume studying quite a bit on film, how would you describe their offensive identity? And is it different this year from maybe years past when you played them?
I don't think it's different. I think it's easy for people to look at the team and say that the Patriots want to throw the ball around with Moss and Welker and Watson and all that stuff. I don't necessarily buy into that. I think the Patriots are willing to do whatever they need to do to win the game. And if they see that the run game is available and that you're slipping and you're not sound against the run, then they're going to run the ball and run it efficiently. I think and vice versa, if they have to pass the ball, then we all know that they can do that very well. They have the best quarterback in the league and top tandem in the league as far as receivers, and a tight end that is very dynamic, so they can do that. So I think they're a very well-balanced team, and I think they kind of deceive you a little bit with the passing stats because they can run the ball very well.
Jason, how much longer do you want to play?
Oh, as long as I can physically do it. You know, mentally I'm fine. As long as I can physically do it and do it at a level that I think, you know, that the game needs to be played at. You know, I don't want to be a hindrance to a team and hold a team back. You know, but I know I can play. I'm enjoying it. I'm feeling, you know, it's December. I'm feeling great and healthy, and I'll go as long as it all works out. You know, there's a lot of things coming up in the future here with the, you know, the CBA and all that stuff. We don't know how that's going to play out, so it may be decided for me more so than me deciding for myself.
Will you revisit coming here?
We'll see what happens after the season's over. You know, I know my deal ends at the end of the year, and we'll reevaluate where we're at the end of the year and what the teams are wanting to do, and take it from there. You know, you never close off any of your options. You don't burn any bridges, and always keep an open mind.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Right. Thanks, Jason.